Hi and welcome to Let's Talk For Real, back again. For those of you that don't know, this is a podcast where we talk about real things, real views, real opinions, and just on a real basis, just a real talk. And so, for those of you that do not know, we done a tier list, anime tier list a while back. Hasn't really kicked off. If anything, it's one of our worst videos.
Oh yeah, I don't understand why people just don't like it. But I kind of understand why, because it's for, oh, it's just all anime based, not my thing. But I pretty understand if people on here who listen or watch are not anime fans. Fair enough, but I wasn't before.
But in that point, in that episode, I was trying to make it clear, like, anime isn't what people think it is.
Yeah, true.
A lot of people just think, oh, an anime, what, you like cartoons or what? No, it's a completely different thing. But before we get started, what drink is mine?
This one, not the cold one, because you know I like mine.
Okay, I want mine here just so I can get it easily. Sorry guys, we're very professional, very professional. Listen, we don't get half the issues, and that's another podcast I watched too. Anyway, so what the main topic for this week is just going to be doing another tier list, essentially. And heads up, I don't know when this will be uploaded, because this week I'm working every single day, literally. So I'll upload it when I can, so relax on that front. But yeah, back to the topic. So we're doing a tier list. We're doing a food tier list. Now, when I say food tier list, no, I don't mean a lovely car-free at Wetherspoons or stuff like that. No, I mean like a fast food tier list, essentially. So for that reason, places like, as I said, Wetherspoons is out of the question. O'Neill Pubs, because I think they do food there, they're out of the question. Nando's, I was a toss-up with Nando's, because some places that I researched, they said it's fast food.
How's Nando's fast if it's healthy chicken? And
no, it could be healthy, but it could still be fast. But it's not really fast food.
It's not really fast food.
Fast food to me is like places you go in, eat, and you go like so quick. Nando's is like a sit-in restaurant, and that for that reason, I think I don't. No, I don't even have it here. No. For that reason, it was also a toss-up with Pizza Hut as well. Because Pizza Hut, it's a restaurant, and it's sort of fast food, but that's only if you get a takeaway. But you can eat in, have a nice meal, blah, 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 buffet. But actually, you know what, think about it now. I'm going to add Pizza Hut to it, just because you can get it takeaway, innit?
Yeah, you can delivery Pizza Hut, takeaway Pizza Hut, eat in Pizza Hut. I mean, we like the buffets. It's really nice.
Right, so we're going to crack up. This is in no particular order, by the way. This is just in the order that we wrote it at the time, So, we're... sorry, guys. Right, so, we've got... Nah, man.
You told me to do it that way.
Nah, man. I'm going to put it at the bottom. S tier as well, remember? Like for
S.
Like the best. But now it's going to be at the bottom.
Okay.
Right. So, KFC. Would you say that's A, B, C, D, or F? And for those of you watching or listening for the first time with tier lists, S is like, you can't get any better. It's like, or there's others on the same levels that is really good. A is like very good, one of the best of the best, but it has its few flaws. B is alright, but B is okay, but it has a few issues.
C is
like, I would only go there if I really, really am high or I'm drunk or whatever sort of thing. D is like, it's not shit, but it's better than shit, pretty much.
Yeah, it's not shit.
And F is the like shit. It's
and,
like...
And S is like, all out of it.
No, as I just said, S is like, mwah, the
perfect.
Best of the best,
yeah.
So, yeah, KFC.
I give that a B.
B? B? Why?
I give that a B. Because of your experiences with KFC and my experiences with KFC, I feel like every time when I eat KFC, I feel shit afterwards, but I feel good eating it during when I'm eating the chicken.
But
and
I'm
then
sure
afterwards, I'll get a dodgy stomach. It's like, is this the chicken or is it just me and my...
It's probably you with your tradition, that's why.
No, I think it's in general, because remember, you've had food poisoning from KFC, remember?
No, not KFC.
Yeah, I remember you had a KFC once, you went, oh, I've got a dodgy stomach, thinking, oh, Christ.
No, not KFC. When?
About a few months back, remember?
This year?
This
year, I've had dodgy stomach once, and that was when we went to Athens. And that was from, well, I don't even, that pasta thingy from the hotel.
Mm.
I ain't had dodgy stomach yet this year. I don't remember that, but for me personally, KFC, S. S tier, S class.
Me, it's B because it's like an on and off. Every time when we go outside now,
I
smell it, it makes me want to vom.
It depends on the mood you're in, that's why.
No,
okay, what would you rate the one in Athens then? That one was really nice.
Yeah, because it's abroad. I feel like fast food when you go abroad, it's like top notch. It's like you can't get it.
Alright, let's say we're only doing that specific restaurant. What would you say for that one?
What, overall?
Yeah. No, not overall. I mean, like, KFC in Athens, out of this tier list, where would you put that
S.
one? Oh, there you go, then.
Because here, it's not as good as abroad.
I
thought we were doing here in the UK, not
yeah,
overall.
Yeah, we are, yeah. But overall, innit?
I'll give that a B. I don't care.
Intruder Domino's as well, by the way, which comes later. That will also come into it. So, for me, it's S class. Simple. Dixie Chicken. Now, me and you had it for the first time.
Yeah, they had a new shop.
Yeah,
new logo
in Tottenham High Road. It's not new, but it's been out for like over a year now.
I mean, when I first moved to London, I've never ever heard of Dixie Chicken, and I wanted to try it, remember?
Mm.
And, oh, it's a bit dark in here.
Yeah, I know, but just carry on.
Anyway,
we're more popular on Podbean anyway.
I know, I don't care.
Quick shout out to you guys listening to us on Podbean or Spotify. You guys are killing it, fam. I'm getting emails about new subscribers every day, man.
That's
it's mad.
Good, yeah, because I think most people who listen to Podbean are thinking, oh, I've listened to it loads of times. What's new on Podbean? Oh, this looks lovely. I'll listen to that.
Yeah, but for Podbean, we're also on Spotify as well. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So those listeners mix, it's the same.
Mm. Anyway, Dixie Chicken trying for the first time, I think I really, really liked it.
Yeah, it's better actually. Yeah, go on.
I look really black. Sorry. I still look black. Yeah, go on then. I really liked it first time. It proper filled me up. Like, once you have that meal, I had, a chicken burger and chips.
Mm.
And you had it as well. I ate it, all, didn't I?
Yeah, you
all. I ate it all thinking, oh, better than KFC, oh.
What?
No.
I was going to say, so what, you're going to put it as an A?
No, I'm not putting it as an A. I'm going to like to put it as a...
Same as KFC, worse than KFC?
I like to put the same as KFC actually, because it has its ups and downs, I think.
Me? I will put it. I'm just going to do dits, I can't be arsed to spell. I'm going to do it as B. Because, first of all, it's nowhere near as good as KFC. Second of all, when I had it, yeah, I had the experience that you just said with KFC, pretty much.
Really?
When I ate it, I felt a bit crap.
When I've eaten Dixie Chicken, I felt fine afterwards, which is really weird. With me eating KFC, I felt shit. Like, proper crap.
And the chicken, to me personally, I don't think...
It depends on the retailer, I think.
Mm.
On anything.
Anyway, moving on to... Oh, no, okay. McDonald's, probably the most popular one, I would say.
Oh.
And straight away, S-Class. Simply for what they are, yeah. Like,
I'll give it an S class as well.
Because, when they're open 24 hours,
KFC,
in certain restaurants anyway, whenever you're high, you just go to McDonald's, get a drive back to
whenever
eat.
Whenever you're a bit drunk, you just go to McDonald's and
after
cured.
A night out.
Yeah.
Like, McDonald's is, like, the answer to everything, basically. But in terms of food, Overpriced, I think.
I think a bit overpriced, because you have your main menu with all the high prices and better meals, then you've got the
your
saver
deals.
Deals,
then
you've
got
the
saver
menus.
Menu.
Yeah, it's like 99p.
Whenever I go there, I always just get the saver menu, so I get like the snack wrap, the mayo chicken,
yeah.
and the milkshake. That's my standards whenever
mm-hmm.
I go there.
That's if I'm like less hungry, I just want one fillet of fish. Not
yeah,
fillet of fish, but if you get it on its own, expensive. But if you want to get like mayo chicken, I'll just get that.
Mm. What do you think of the new spicy chicken nuggets?
I think they're not that spicy. They've got a bit of a kick to it. I say not that spicy. They say it's spicy and then it's
but
not.
Nah.
I'm like, what?
But their McFlurries as well are really nice. I like the Smarty one I had recently. That one was really
nice.
Yeah,
you always want the Mars one. It's nice. But thing is, I had the crunchy one. I quite like the crunchy one. I thought
I wouldn't be able to.
No,
actually,
way
no,
to
I can
it.
Now because I don't wear braces, but still.
Yeah, I love
but,
the crunchy
one. They got rid of Sundays, though.
Yeah, I wonder why. It's
my favourite, man. I used to love my sticky toffee sundaes.
Oh well, no more.
But what would you rate the one we had in Amsterdam?
What, sundaes?
No, the McDonald's itself. Remember we had McDonald's
oh
in Amsterdam?
Oh my god. I think the same, do you think?
Nice.
I think the same, but better. It's like, it's the same,
they
but
had,
slightly.
What did they have? They had something different there.
Yeah, I forgot what it was, so I wanted to.
But I'll never forget the one in Rome.
Oh.
When we went there.
Why is it?
On. Hello?
What's going on?
Are we still there?
Oh yeah, we are still. Also a bit frozen.
Sorry guys, my laptop froze there. Oh, before we carry on, by the way, I do apologise for the last episodes, but reason why the audio sounds different like halfway through is because somehow I lost the audio from our lovely audio
yeah,
device here.
Snowball.
So I had to use the audio from the camera, I'm afraid. But yeah, again, apologies about that, but the audio wasn't that bad, but nowhere near as
could
good
be
as this.
Better, yeah.
But yeah, remember in Rome, we went there on Christmas Day. Your McDonald's.
Oh yeah, we had what? We had everything that cost what, €14 for
yeah.
quite a lot of stuff. I'm thinking, oh, best Christmas dinner ever.
We had
Christmas
like,
lunch ever.
Yeah, Christmas breakfast.
Christmas breakfast we had, I was like, oh.
But I remember, I'll never forget it, man. That Mac Toastie was
Mac
so
toasty.
Nice.
I was like, oh, can I order everything, please? All the Mac Toasties. I was like, what the
fuck? No. but yeah, so for that one, S-class, simple.
Yeah, S-class, simple.
Let me write it down. I'm just going to do Mac. I literally
just
cannot
like
be asked.
This Mook, not Mac. Like
oh, whatever.
McBride is a really Irish name.
Yeah, McBride, like Michael Weston. Pizza Go-Go.
Fucking F.
F? The worst of the worst?
Yeah,
nah.
Because remember when your mum brought home Pizza Go-Go, I had one slice of pizza and I was like,
their wings are nice.
Their wings, okay.
Their
chicken,
wings
yeah,
are
but
nice.
This is pizza
you can't
we're talking
put,
about.
No, we're putting it as the whole restaurant itself.
F, sorry.
Even with the wings, that can't push it up to a D.
Maybe a D. I'll be fair. I'll put it as a D.
Because I'm sure there's probably worse stuff on this list.
Alright, I'll put that as a D because.
Me, I would put it as.
Because I felt sick even after eating one pizza.
I'd put it as a C. I would have it, if I had to have it, it's not the worst and it's not just about crap. The wings for me is what really puts it to a C. And the pizza, unless you have too much of it, is actually quite nice. And it's cheap as well. That's all those considerations, I would personally put it as a C. Because I think there's worse out there, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm putting it as a D, I don't care from my point of view.
Go to the pogo. Domino's.
Oh. I prefer Domino's over it, so I'll put it as an A.
A, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what, yeah, I would agree with you on that one, actually.
Because I feel like, as though Domino's is a brand, and then you're paying for the brand and the pizza,
yeah.
I think it's way better than Go-Go, to be honest.
Yeah,
and
it's better.
It's like,
more expensive,
I'd say,
but better.
Like, Domino's is here, and Pizza Hut is like nearly the same. If you know what I mean.
No. You're not, that one's at the end. You're not speaking about Pizza Hut, yes?
I know, but I'm just saying.
But yeah, apparently, ooh, freaking loves Domino's.
Well, I wonder why.
Man, whenever he comes here, sometimes he's like, We get Domino's all night. Maybe the girl goes like, nah, man, Domino's is the
Domino's,
one.
Yeah.
Keeps going on.
Domino's is the one, I tell you.
But yeah, I put it the wins for me aren't really amazing.
Yeah,
the wins in GoGo are better, I think.
I think so, yeah.
I think the wins in GoGo.
Because remember said, oh, let's just order a side in GoGo. And I said, oh, you must at least order one pizza. I was like, buck are you.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? If you just want to,
Unless you go to the store and say, can I just have sides, please?
Yeah.
Like, okay, no problem.
And that's why when my mum went there recently and she was like, I'm at GoGo, she want anything. I was like, no. And then I thought about it. I was like, actually, yeah, just give me the wings. I'll have the wings. And then she came back with pizza, gave me one slice of pizza and the wings. And yeah, it filled me up for pretty much the rest of the day. But, so yeah, that is Domino's.
Domino's, which is an A.
This one, I'm just thinking about it now. Have you ever been here? Perfect fried chicken.
Never, ever. So I can't rate that.
Yeah, so
after
we'll
rate
just...
rate that is nothing.
We'll just get rid of that one. Greg's.
Greg's.
Me, personally, I'll go first.
Okay, yeah.
This would have been different about... And the next one would come into this as well. About a year and a half ago, I didn't really go to Greg's because I used to go to Subway. And for reasons I'll explain in the next category, I now go to Greg's quite often if I want like a nice healthy wrap.
Get their meal deal.
Or a nice... Yeah, they have their meal deal there, which is only a drink and the main, no snack. But I go there for that, or you could go there for nice healthy sausage rolls or nice healthy pastries. It's nice, man. I'd put Greg's probably... it's a toss-up between A and S, to be honest with you. I would probably put it as...
I'll put mine as...
Ah, it's so hard, man.
It's not for me, I don't...
Screw it, I'm putting it as S.
I'm putting mine as A.
I'm putting it as S because it's so nice, so healthy, good for you. I've never been ill once. I've never had an upset stomach with them once. Especially last year when I had serious stomach issues. And speaking of stomach issues, on to the next one, Subway.
Oh my god. I think that's really, really... I call it stodgy food. You know what I mean by stodgy? Really heavy.
Stodgy?
Heavy,
no.
Like heavy. I think it's not a Norfolk saying, but stodgy is like another word saying it's heavy. I mean,
well, let's see what Google has to say about that. I bet that's not even a word.
Stodgy.
Stodgy food.
According to Collins Dictionary, stodgy food is very solid and heavy. It makes you feel very full and is difficult to digest. He was disgusted with the stodgy pizzas on sale in London. If you describe someone or something as stodgy, you dislike them or are bored by them because they are very old-fashioned or serious.
Really? I don't...
Another way. I told you, stodgy is another word for heavy and...
And serious, apparently, and old-fashioned.
Yeah, yeah. And
so if I say to you,
so
oh,
much.
You stodgy prick, it would be like, what do you want about?
So yeah, because I've noticed, I picked up that word because my sister's like, oh, don't eat that, it's really stodgy. I said, no, it's alright, you know what I mean? So I know what she meant.
Well, for non-English.
Because with Subway, you can put as much as food as like salad as you want in the Subway.
Oh yeah, I've been there times when there's fat people just going,
get foot
long. Oh, alright, what salad do you want? All of it! All of this, all of it! And it's just like boom, 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 boom. Like they just put
so
everything.
So I
want to
put that as a... I don't know. It's not put that as a... C.
C? Why?
Being generous, I think.
Me, I put it as an F. My stomach issues, I was ill so many times last year because
D.
of that. The price now is ridiculous. There's no longer that £3 meal deal of theirs. That's gone out the window. Certain subs are more priced than others, which is ridiculous.
D, same as
and their customer service now is crap. The app is the only thing that they have going for them, and that's not enough for them to be above an F, I'm sorry. They are just terrible now. F, I really thought you would have put them way lower.
D, but...
I really thought you would have done them as an F.
But they've got a salad option, which is like
for... Oh, come on. Realistically, who has these salad options? That's like saying KFC has a salad option. Does many people have it? No.
Actually, let's go back to McDonald's. They have a fruit and salad section. So.
Yeah, which is nice and healthy. Again, that's another reason why it's S-class. They have everything there.
Yeah.
Including horse meat.
Very funny.
I'm joking. I don't think it was Subway that had that issue anyway. But speaking of healthy food, Leon.
They say naturally fast food, you know what I mean? Like, I had a wrap. I forgot what the wrap was. It's like a tortilla, like wholemeal, and had like chicken, tomato, which I didn't eat because I can't eat tomato, chicken, like a salad in it, and had like mayo, and I liked it. I feel like I need to rate that as like an S, because it's like, like it's like proper. For me, they've got something new there called Jack Veggie something.
Okay.
Jack, because I go past it every day on number 76 route. It's at Moorgate, and outside Leon, there's this new Jack's Vegetarian Bites or something, and I'm like, oh, I might try that, you know what I mean? I had something like new there since. So,
put that above breads then? You think that's more healthier and more nice than
breads? Yeah, because it's naturally fast food, you know what I mean?
So it's breads though.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it doesn't say it is, but obviously it is.
I put that as an S for Leon.
I agree with the fact that it's really good, really healthy, but to me personally, it's not better than Dredge, so I put it as an A. But that is like, no disrespect to it, that still means it's very good.
Yeah, of course.
But it's just not perfect.
Do you remember the last time we went there?
When we went to Rome, was it?
What, Leon?
Yeah, in the station, remember?
Airport. Yeah. I can never forget that rap, I tell you.
So nice.
Oh, we need to try it, like.
And I just want to sort of change the order that I've written this, because I want to get all our pizza categories over the out of the way. Might as well put it all together. So, Pizza Express. What would you rate that?
I haven't been there lately, but...
No, not lately, but you've been there enough times to remember what it's like. Me, personally, I'd put Pizza Express... It's not above Domino's. Which is the only one we have. Me personally, I don't think it's better than GoGo, so I probably put it D.
I'll put it as a C, because I went there like twice with many, many years ago for my friend's birthday. And she goes, let's go Pizza Express. And I never thought, what's Pizza Express? She goes, oh, you're going to love it. I said, okay, I'll go with you. So I went with her. We literally got 3 dough balls with garlic butter, and we literally had to pay for the sides of the main, so I was like, oh cool. And then I tried the pizza, I was thinking, oh, I tried better, but it's okay, but it's not good.
It's just average, man.
It's average.
Proper.
But I put that as a C for me.
Oh, we still there, we knife. Yeah. Will you stop freezing, my god. Oh,
that's going to be a problem if... Sorry, that's me writing.
No. So yeah, I put it D, to be honest with you.
I'm going to be a bit generous, put it C.
Because it's not... The quality of it, I mean, is okay, but it's just nothing.
It's not worth its money if you go in a restaurant.
Yeah, it's expensive, isn't it?
And if you go to, obviously, this Tesco, they get their own pizzas, but it's, like,
yeah,
so expensive.
I mean, like, the restaurant itself, not just these crap ones you buy in Tesco that are apparently from Pizza Express, come on. I don't know if you've ever ate there, but Papa John's.
Yeah, I've had their takeaway once.
Okay, I have as well, long time ago. But I remember it enough, and based on this order of mine, I will put it above Pizza Express. It is way better.
I think Papa John's
to
is
be
okay.
Honest.
It's good.
Would
I
say it's
it
better
once.
Than GoGo? You know what, yeah. I'm going to put it as a B class.
I think I'll put it as a okay. So Papa John's.
We should have that again. I've never had a review anyway. We've been with each other for how long now?
5 years.
Yeah, we've never had it, like, together. But yeah, from my memory, from like 5+ years ago...
I think there's one in Norwich, Papa John's.
There's one in Barnet.
Is it?
Yeah, the Connage, remember?
Yeah.
Just before the subway. Final pizza one. Pizza Hut. Now, to me, it's above Pizza Express, it's above Go-Go, it's above Papa's. So it's a toss-up with A in the same category as Domino's, or better than Domino's.
No, I say A.
Where do you think I'm going to put it?
S.
Of course.
Well, I say A because, number one, I love the buffets, like how much you can have.
Mm.
Yes, I love their chicken wings, it's like lovely. You get a free salad. You got unlimited refill drinks, and I just feel like no one can beat them, I guess.
So why is it not S then?
Because
obviously
it's sometimes a bit stodgy. I'm going to use that word again, stodgy. I mean, pizza is stodgy, it's dough, but it's got, like, you've got your tomato sauce, you've got your cheese, and you've got whatever toppings on it, and that's like 3 or 4 layers of something.
But you don't think it's better than Domino's? You think it's same level?
It's the same level as Domino's, I'd say, yeah.
Nah, me, S-class, simples. All the things you said, unlimited drinks, can't beat that. Unlimited food for the buffet, can't beat that. Unlimited salad, can't beat that. Unlimited desserts, if you want, you can't beat that.
Wait, unlimited, how?
Remember, like a few months back, you went for that dessert thing and you effed
that's
up their machine.
That's
ice cream, unlimited ice cream / dessert, innit?
That's
something else.
But I haven't recently had Ice Cream Factory, I want it now.
Yeah, so there you go, you should make it S-class then, innit?
I'm going to keep it same as Domino's, really.
Yeah, that's all the pizza subjects now. So, this is very controversial. Burger King. Very big company, by the way. They're not little.
I'd say... last time when I ate there.
Yeah, to be fair to them, they're burgers if you're a burger person.
Do you know how old I feel right now?
What?
I last stayed at Burger King with my mum. She goes, where do you want to eat? And she goes, let's go Burger King. I said, is it a bit of McDonald's? She goes, yeah, the burgers. I was like, okay. And they had better chips back then, way many years ago.
Yeah, back then. You're doing a review of this from an experience from 5+ years ago.
I know, more than 5 years.
Which is going to be invalid. So
it'll be 10 years ago.
I will be taking charge of Burger King and I will put Burger King as D. Possibly even F, but because of the burgers and the onion rings as well were really nice. But the burgers, if you want a burger, they're very nice but very expensive and very overhyped. So I'd probably put it as a D. It's not crap, but it's better than crap, pretty much.
It's not crap. It's crap, but it's better than crap. I think I'd say the same,
You have to. You're going on experience from freaking 5+ years ago.
Sorry, that's the last time I had Burger King. Actually, no, hold on.
Five Guys. We went there once recently.
Oh my God.
Really nice. What did I have? I had the hot dog thingy. What did you have?
I had like a proper cheeseburger, didn't I?
Mm.
And I was like, I took one bite.
Their burgers now are probably better than Burger King for sure.
I mean, Five Guys were nowhere, were nothing, and it's like they just popped out like a disease. And then I'm like, oh, let's go in here. Took one bite of their food. Oh, let's come back.
The price is half decent, it's not too bad.
I mean, if it's good food, it's got to be a good price.
Yeah, like Leon.
Yeah.
So would you put it the same category as Leon?
Yeah.
Is it better than Leon?
Yeah.
What,
it's S? Same. It's the same as Leon, I guess.
S class, my God.
Yes.
Me personally, I'd probably put it A. Just because. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to put it S. It is really nice. It's a rare treat.
It is.
To say. It is really nice, to be fair. Now, I don't know if you've ever ate here, but Chicken Cottage?
No.
Okay,
never,
we'll
ever.
Just skip over that one. Very crap, in my opinion.
They've done Papa John's.
Yeah, Starbucks.
Although it's not really a restaurant,
it's exactly, it's fast food.
Yeah, it's mainly based on hot coffees and iced coffee, which...
Yeah, so you could base this on their drinks and stuff like that.
I think I'll give them a... I'll give them an A. Because, obviously, I think recently I had a Starbucks. And I got, like, an iced coffee. And then they said, what base do you want it? So I said, there's a cream or coffee. I was thinking, coffee. Weird having it cream. And then I put squirted cream on the top and, like, toffee or caramel sauce. And I was like, crikey, this is probably about 600 calories. I thought, if I have this, I will have nothing the rest of the day. Because that's practically food in me. And I'm thinking, Christ, if I have this, I'm going to have to burn it off. So it's so filling. If you don't want anything to eat or really want to eat, you just have a nice coffee. Because it's got all the... so much sugar in there, it's going to give you a rush, and then later on you're going to go plummet it.
Yep.
It's one of those things.
Of course.
So I'm going to I'll stick that with an A, I think, because I like it. I don't know, you've never had Starbucks, have you?
I've had their hot chocolate. Their hot chocolate is quite nice, but expensive. But based on my hot chocolate alone experience, and I've had way better ones, by the way, I'd probably give it a C, in my opinion. I've had way better hot chocolates, but I'm only basing this just on the hot chocolates alone. I don't have anything else there. So, yeah, for me, it's just going to be a C. What did you put it?
A. Because I like it. It's good.
Well, you've had more experience. Costa.
Costa.
Been there?
Yeah.
I haven't, so...
I try to remember, because I was trying to do a little experiment myself, like, before work, and I say, because we have... two or three different coffee shops near my work. I'm thinking, right, if I go here, and then we've got Cafe Nero, we've got Costa, we've got Eat, we've got Pret a Manger, we've got Starbucks, we've got five different coffee shops. I'm thinking, really, I'm gonna go into those different shops and order a hot coffee or a cappuccino and evaluate their price value or different the taste.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the strongest coffee I've ever tasted would be Starbucks if I wanted to get a hot drink. The strongest coffee, and the weakest would have to be Eat, because Eat is just an Eat place. I think with Costa, I haven't recently had it, but I tried remember the last time, would be, I'll give that a B.
You don't have to write it down, by the way, because we're going to skip over it, but it's just good to talk about it.
Yeah,
because I haven't been there, like, hopefully doing it. Pret a Manger, or whatever the hell it's called, have you been there?
Pret a Manger. Yeah, twice, I think.
And what would you rate that one?
I think I'd rate that as a B.
And,
because Pret a Manger is not like a wow factor, same with the other places. Their food is okay, good. What, you have been there?
No, that's why I'm scratching it out.
Okay.
But in terms of those sorts of places, your favourite one is obviously Starbucks.
Starbucks, yeah, definitely Starbucks.
Fair enough. So moving on to that sort of category, Dunkin' Donuts?
S.
S?
Yes. Dunkin' Donuts.
Very unhealthy.
I know, but it's nice to have it like once in every 5 years, literally. If I literally said, I made a promise to myself, like, if I lose hell of a lot of weight, if I get skinny, I will treat myself to like a Dunkin' Donut. I haven't had it ever since. I haven't had a Dunkin' Donut in like ages.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Or the other thing we're about to talk about, I haven't had that in my ages as well. So it's a thing where diabetic people can never go.
True.
Never
and if they
go.
Do, they need to give a shot.
They all need to get a shot. I'm just kidding.
So well, S for you.
I'll give that an S for Duncan Brownhouse.
My God. Okay, so now a little tough one now. After what you just said, Krispy Kreme.
I think I'd give that an A.
Not as good?
No, because Krispy Kreme is nothing but... It's always cream this, cream that, and it's... I say it's more stodgy than... stodgy, yes, I'm going to use that word. Stodgy. If people don't like that word, I'm going to use it no more than...
What, like moist?
I hate moist.
I feel
moist atmosphere
shut,
in
shut
the
up,
air.
Please. Shut up.
The air feels so
yes,
moist.
Yes, because it's 32 degrees in here. We can't keep on smiling. So Krispy Kreme, I put that as an A. I'm going to just put Krispy.
I probably agree with you, to be fair. I don't think it's as good as Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme. Because I've noticed they like to fill their donuts proper. When it comes to the new one, Dunkin' Donuts, they've got a Kit Kat one. But the donut ones, but they literally fill it with Kit Kat stuff. And I'm like, oh my god. It's like a drooling session right now.
And on to the next one, which is a bit controversial. Now, when I say this, this is in terms of like quick food that you can have when you leave. So Tesco, Sainsbury's, I think the Morrison's doing a meal deal?
No, I don't know.
Asda?
No, only Sainsbury's and Tesco's doing
a meal deal. So we'll do Tesco meal deal first. Now their meal deal. But now, in terms of quick, easy food, I think that pretty much is the only sort of food we can say from Tesco's. So, Tesco meal deal?
I think I'll give that an S, because people have become mad in it.
Why?
Because you get free items for £3, no matter what price they are, because if someone's to buy, you've got your smoothie, for example, you've got your sandwich or wrap, and you've got your crystal fruit pot, because the smoothie could be like £2.50 something, yeah?
Which
and
is
the
ridiculous.
Wrap could be £2.20. And if you just buy the smoothie, it's really expensive. If you just buy the smoothie and the wrap, that's going to be like over £6, isn't it? So that's going to be expensive. And if you add one more item, that's £3, exactly, for three items. And a lot of my customers say, that's a perfect, like, do it like proper food wise if you want to grab and go.
So what about Sainsbury's?
Sainsbury's? I'll give it a lower score because
Sainsbury's,
I've rather been there to get a meal deal.
Yeah, but exactly, we're only rating these meal deals. So, what meal deal would you say is better than the other? Me personally, I'd say Sainsbury's have more options.
Would you
say? Sainsbury's, that sub that I sometimes get is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
That egg and crescent ham sub.
Oh,
it's really nice. Got
me saying S with Tesco, I'm going to rethink about it because I think Sainsbury's have the really nice wraps.
Exactly.
And subs. They have wraps, subs, and sandwiches.
Me, I'd probably put Sainsbury's A.
I think I'll put Sainsbury's A.
And I'm going to put Tesco B. Just because, not again, it depends on the store, of course, but not all the options they have are very limited. Especially when it comes to the main. There'll be ads and snacks as well. So, yeah. I think Sainsbury's is better, to be fair. And I don't know if you've ever been here, but Into?
Into is a type of
it's sort of like, sort of similar to Starbucks and all them guys.
Never been to Into.
I'll just scratch it off then.
But I wanted to try.
Yeah, I know what you want to, and it's overhyped. Sam's. Have you ever been to Sam's? It's a chicken place. Really, really nice. I would probably put it above...
only once, but I can't remember it.
Really?
Really nice.
I'd probably put it above Dixie or in the same sort of category as Dixie. Probably Beach. It is quite nice.
I don't
know what the common board
was like.
I used to go there when I was doing construction. Like, you know where what my first place was? Like, opposite the Barclays Bank. And then there's Sam's there.
Yeah,
I used to go there all the time on my way. And that, whenever I'd walk in, and it would be like, number two, I'd be like, number two! Because that we always do, I'd order.
What would be number two? What would you order?
I forget now. I think it was like chicken burger with wings and chips.
Oh.
Really nice. So, me personally, I'd put it as a B, but not going to do it because you have a B now. So, it can't be say. So that's it with the fast food category. So, we'll go over mine. So, my S-class is KFC, McDonald's, Greggs, Pizza Hut, Leon, and Dunkin' Donuts. What's yours?
Mine is McDonald's, Leon, Five Guys, and Dunkin' Donuts.
My A-class is Domino's, Krispy Kreme, and Sainsbury's.
Mine is Domino's, Greggs, Pizza Hut, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, and Sainsbury's.
So similar, we're on the similar wavelength. My B category is Dixie Chicken, Papa John's, and Tesco. Real deal.
Mine is KFC and what you said. So Dixie, Papa John's, and Tesco.
Oh, okay.
So mine's KFC.
But most of that's the same.
Mm.
My C category is Pizza Go-Go and... trying to think what that is that I wrote.
Starbucks?
Yeah, must be, yeah, Starbucks. So my C category, to repeat that, is Go-Go and Starbucks.
Mine's Pizza Express.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh my god. My D category is Pizza Express and... Burger King.
Mine is Pizza Go-Go, Subway, and Burger King.
And you don't have nothing for the F category. Nothing that on that list to you is like, this is crap. That's a crap. My F category is Subway. It is utter crap now. Just to show you guys as well, if you want to look. That's my category list.
This is my one.
Please excuse my handwriting. But very rushed.
This one's my one. Hold on, you probably can't see it. Hold on. Let me zoom in a bit and then.
That's it?
Yeah.
But yeah, just if you want to hear what we said again, just rewind and yeah, you'll see what we said. So before we get on to the other subject, we will do our usual what's the score? So, last week we did our games, and Paolo did get back to us with his predictions. So, we done, bum bum bum, Arsenal against Burnley, Man City against Tottenham, and Wolves against Man U. What? Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah. But before we go on to that, stupid us, we forgot to open up with the funny joke.
A funny joke. From what?
So don't be expecting much.
Oh, be quiet. Right. This is a technology one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How is a computer like an air conditioner?
It has a fan.
When you open windows, it won't work.
Ha! Wait, how is it like a fan? Oh yeah, because if you open the window, it's going to be crap.
Well, yeah, it won't work.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Pretty funny.
So that's my funny joke.
But yeah, just to tell you guys, Hannah now has a new source for jokes. She has a mobile phone app, which should help. As do I. I have an app now for fun facts and funny jokes, hence that's why my side guaranteed content fan. But, and also to tell you, apologies for the background noise, if you can hear it. That's because we have the fan on, and it's very hot, 32 degrees today.
Well, hold on.
And I do not want to be sitting
here...
Yeah,
it's maximum 33, but it's
yeah, I do not want to be sitting here in the heat with no fan on, so yeah. Apologies for the background noise. But yeah, as I was saying, what's the score? We did do Arsenal versus Burnley, Man City versus Tottenham, and Wolves versus Man U. And before we go on to that, do you want to talk a bit about the Liverpool game?
Yes, we have to, innit?
Well, how do you think the game went?
I think the first half went absolutely, completely
dominated
them. I'm really impressed with Pepe's performance. I think he's probably our best signing and most signing we've ever had through the window.
Yeah, he's the most expensive on records for Arsenal, anyway.
I think he has really high potential. I just hope the next game we put on against our rivals.
Yep, the scumbags down the road.
Yeah, down the road. But, you know, I have a feeling he's going to dominate them as well. But he needs to score against them because we need a win win. That's hard.
Well, we're beating Tottenham at home. There's never really been a problem for us anyway.
No, I think it's all right. I think sometimes it's just away games.
Yeah, every so often.
But the thing is, with this away game, we kind of slightly improved, but not improved a lot.
Well, listen, it's not a 4-0 or 5-1 or some ridiculous cricket-looking scoreline.
Yeah, it's just like a 3-1, you know, this we scored once.
Yeah, way better. And we improved once you put the big man on Lacazette and the little man on Torreira.
Yeah.
We improved.
We scored. Yeah, I think the next game we should put Lacazette and Torreira on.
Yeah, so what I do, I do a 4-3-3, and you know the way I do it. I'd have the four defenders, obviously, our right back and left back aren't fit. So I'd have I'd have Kolasinac. I'd have Maitland-Niles, I'd have, what's his name, Chambers and Socrates. I'd start Torreira, but if he gets tired later, I would then put David Luiz in his position. And then our most creative attacking midfielder, I'd put Ozil, because he's good for the home games. I don't give a fuck if he's got sciatica or whatever bullshit he now has with his fucking... Still terrified to go outdoors.
Can I just say something to the viewers?
What?
I do actually have sciatica problems, but mine only happen like once a year, and that's it. I don't moan. I get the odd pain now and then, but I can still walk. I can still run. I do what I can. He can make no excuses.
And the thing is, he's at the game, sitting on the bench.
He's like this.
No,
like,
behind the bench.
I can do that. Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you have sciatica problems, stay home and lay your bed down.
Or you could just do small stretches. They say stretches are better to ease the pain.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sometimes I do. I mean, I could, when I had my problem, I could do nothing. You know how bad I was.
Yeah.
And I literally done everything. Was it in the winter or summer? I had to have really like hot baths.
I think it was summer.
Summer, I had to have cold baths, but they say cold baths is not good.
If he doesn't come up with bullshit and calls in sick, I put him as our most creative attacking midfielder. And then the one just above Torreira, but just behind Ozil, who has the free roll to do anything, Cabellos.
Oh, put Cabellos on the mat.
Cabellos
is
really good.
Yeah, he could be our next
exciting Cazorla. Yeah, he is definitely our Ramsey replacement for sure. Mm. Now, the front three, main man, the big man himself, Lacazette, has to be the striker, because the one on the left is going to be Aubameyang, and the one on the right is going to be Pepe, my brother. But yeah, that front three, Tottenham just better pray to God that God can save them, that's it. God will save us.
Really, do you want me, any home match you want me to go, let's save this to you, Christian freak.
No. But yeah.
I'll just be like this, getting all my crosses out of the block. Oh my gosh, he's really religious.
But yeah, on to the game. So the game itself, the ones we predicted anyway, we didn't do the Liverpool game because of our little time skip that we do. So the ones we predicted, Arsenal against Burnley ended by Becky. You make a note of just the score points. Just go on our group chat, the podcast group chat.
Okay.
I'm just doing like Hannah points, Chris points, Hannah points. So the Arsenal one was 2-1 to Arsenal, yeah?
So
you don't need to write, yeah, Hannah, yeah?
Yeah, what do I write after that?
Your points.
Yeah.
So for the Arsenal one, it was 2-1. You said 3-0. You got the winning team correct, but not the score, so that's 1 point.
Okay, so 1.
The
okay.
Next one was Man City versus Tottenham. You said it would be 3-1, but it was 2-2. So you got it completely wrong. That's 0 points.
Okay, 0 points then.
And for the Wolves versus Manchester game, you said 2-2, and it turned out to be 1-1. So you got the result right, but not the score. So that's 1 point. So in total you have 2 points.
So, equals 2 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now me, the Arsenal game, because of what I saw in Newcastle, that's why I said 2-0. But I was debating at the time to make it 2-1 just for our defence, and lo and behold, our defence spread their legs as usual.
Mm.
So I also get 1 point.
So
for the Arsenal game. For the Man City and Tottenham game, I said it would be 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that one at 0 points.
Oh, 0 points for you, yeah?
For the Man City one, yeah.
Okay.
And for the Wolves and Manchester game, I said it'd be 1-1, which means 3 points for me.
So 3 points for you?
Yeah. I think I'm going to win. And then Paolo said, boom, boom, boom. Oh, shit. For the Arsenal one.
Wait, how much points have you got together? So four?
Four.
Yeah, 4 points. Okay.
For Paolo, he already starts off with three points. Because he said it'd be 2-1 for Arsenal. He had no faith in our defence.
So, 3 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very professional now, by the way, guys, because the reason we're doing this is so that I'm editing, I don't have to keep scrolling in looking for the point predictions. If we make the note now while we're doing the podcast, easier for me.
Yep.
And easier for you to probably understand who won and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, Paolo gets 3 points for the first one. The second one, he said Man City would win 2-0. He got that one completely.
So 9 points.
9 points.
Okay.
And for the Wolves and Man U game, he got that completely wrong because he thought Man U was going to win. So that's 0 points.
Okay.
So he ends that with 3 points. And your guy wins with 4 points. Now let's see if I can get another double.
So put at the end, Chris wins.
Yeah, if you want. So Paolo can see. So for the next games now, which are coming up, of course the big one, the biggest game of the match days, the North London Derby, Arsenal versus Tottenham. By the way, you need to make notes again so that we can.
Okay.
So Arsenal versus Tottenham, what do you think for that? Arsenal at home.
I give that a
just to tell you the people don't
like
to listen to the fan.
I would say 2-1 to Arsenal, but I think it might be a 2-2. Last
year we were crap here, we made them 4-2. Do you remember that game?
I can't remember how sick that was.
Me, yeah, I'm going to go 3-1. 3-1 to
Arsenal.
Actually,
we said that. I was thinking, should I do 3-1? If I said 2-1, I'd like to say 3.
Nah, if we play Pepe, Aubameyang, Lacazette, Ceballos, Ozil, I don't care if he plays or not, I'll just play Xhaka instead. Listen, our attack, it's going to spread open their legs. 3-1, simple. Was that what you're doing as well?
Yeah, I was thinking that before you even said it. Well, what do you think then?
Yeah, 3-1.
As you as well, okay.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Chris and Anna, okay. Yeah, I'll go
3-1. The next one is if I can find it. Everton at home against Wolves.
Okay.
I'll repeat that. It won't be FC versus Wolves. My brother! It will be you. You have to support your players, huh? I'm joking. It won't be as they even played yet, by the way. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. The manager just doesn't want to play him yet.
Oh, I wonder why. I'll give that
3-2
to Wolves.
Really? Wolves are the away team though.
I know, but I'll give that a
3-2. I would agree, but the other way around.
Okay.
I think Everton will win
3-2. So I'll put
3-2
to Wolves. So that'll be
Hannah.
And you
3-2 to Everton. Yeah. And then while you're typing out, you can think about the next one. West Ham at home against Norwich FC. What we might do here in every one of our predictions now, it's always going to be Arsenal, always going to be a tricky game, and we can always include the Norwich games if you want, while they're in the Premier League. So we might do it that way, since you're a Norwich girl. Your boy Pookie, isn't it? Doing well for that. He's the top scorer right now.
Norwich against who?
West Ham.
West Ham.
Go on. Support your club. Tell the fans that you think Norwich are going to win 4-0.
He might do that. I think about 2-0. 2-1. 2-1.
To who?
2-1 to Norwich. I don't give a shit.
Me, I'm going 2-2.
2-2, okay.
2-2, I think it'll be a tie. Either 1-1 or 2-2, but I'm going with 2-2.
Okay, so I say...
But yeah, that's all the games. Can finally get off my phone. Oh, it's coming up.
Oh, I said 2-1, you said 2-2. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And Chris...
2-2.
And Chris, 2-2.
And also, by the way, guys, my hand is doing that. I want to really try and push for each of our videos / audios to only just about go over the hour mark. So that's why we might not have as many subjects as we used to, because I feel like our videos used to be quite long, like very long. So maybe some of you just don't want to watch all of it or listen to all of it. I know my voice is terrible. I know Hannah's is dread awful.
Can you shut up, please?
But yeah, we're just going to try and only push just about over the hour mark, or around the hour mark, depending on the subjects. So, now that we've done that, what's happening?
What's happening? Ooh.
What's happening?
Well,
Now make it interesting. I don't care about cricket and all that
bull
crap.
Should we talk about that?
No, people won't like that. Yeah,
Okay, actually, Brexit again. Sorry, people, don't want to hear about the word Brexit, but as you know, earlier this year, we had the, I can be sarcastic here, the lovely Boris Johnson as our PM. As you know, he was our London Mayor. Now he's got his foot in the door of actually controlling the country. Well, not really, because, you know, the Queen has more power than him. But the Queen has that face of her on a note, because then she, you know what I mean. But political wise, he's.
I don't think she likes you, though.
You don't think she
has? I think the Queen. I'm going to be very controversial here. I think the Prime Minister has more power than the Queen. Simon Cowell has more money than the Queen.
Yeah, we don't know.
Because the Queen doesn't have full access to all her money.
Okay.
So, thinking about it, if she doesn't have full access to all her money, probably doesn't have full access to all her power.
She's how old and she doesn't get full... 90s. I get full access to my money, I'm only 22.
Yeah, but come on, 20% of her money is probably more than you're ever going to get in her lifetime. 5% of her money is probably more than you're ever going to have. So come on. But yeah, I have to disagree with that one. I think Boris has more power than her in certain respects.
So yeah, this is what he basically says. He said the Brexit deal is now a touch and go. So even if we go with the no deal, EU citizens here are kind of fucked in a way. Because you know what, I showed you always about free movement will end after the no deal Brexit, if it happens.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The border at, say, Gatwick, Luton, Stansted,
Heathrow,
they're all going to be extra strict now if you think about it.
They're going to
be like
Australians.
Now they're going to need, you can need a visa to come here if you're from another country, or if we want to go on holiday, we're going to have to get a visa no matter where we go.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, now holidays are going to be even more, say, stressful, they're meant to be relaxing, but no, we have to get freaking freezer. Hopefully, this will be like next year.
I think it's going to his plan. Anyway, Boris doesn't want a deal. He wants a no deal Brexit. A harsh Brexit, as he calls
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Yeah, what was he saying about Hong Kong?
So, Hong Kong, this has happened about over nearly 3 months ago that Hong Kong have had riots. I don't know what about, but it's getting really, really rough. I mean, with those type of people could be absolutely vicious.
Water
I think it's
cannon.
About...
No, I remember the last time
I
heard
I think
about
it's
water
about,
cannon was the Tottenham riots.
I think I think it's to do with, like, the government fucking them up or something.
Yeah, they're really not like the government.
They're really anti-political people.
Well, yeah, we don't really know the government people they're called, but let's just say they're anti-Japanese government. Well, what was that about NHS? Talk about this.
So, our next most important is our NHS. They say stress and depression, main reasons for leaving NHS sick leave. So, people who work for the NHS or most like to go on sick leave if they're stressed or depressed. I do not blame them because I've seen it while I was in the hospital. They are so stressed, they're always on their feet. I feel sorry for them. I mean, to me, they've done so much.
Yeah, but
they've done so much for me.
Why get so stressed and depressed? Because if you're doing like medical school or whatever, you're prepared to face that risk.
They can't become a junior doctor first, because I remember watching junior doctors.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
And I say they have the most hardest job in the world. I mean, I'm watching one programme. Way before I met you, this woman, she was caring for... she was quite elderly, she was about in her 70s.
I'll tell you what the hardest job in the world is. Being a telly, on the other side of telecoms, dealing with people's problems. It's very high standards and high demands.
This is high standard, it's freaking NHS,
you know,
NHS,
about it,
you know,
right?
It's NHS.
You know who I'm on about?
Yes, I know. Anyway,
But we're coming past our mark. I think we're going to wrap up that lovely story. But before that, we will end this with our fun fact. And I saw this earlier today, and I was like, something that you might find interesting more than anything.
Oh, okay.
So I apologise for the viewers if you don't really find this interesting, but Hannah will.
I do know.
They are approximately 100 million people in the US with a chronic illness.
Fucking
hell,
man.
A lot, isn't it?
Because it's America, what do you expect?
I expected a bit less, to be honest with you, just their
healthcare. We have 300,000 people in the UK alone. 300,000 people every day, three minutes.
In America, I expected chronic illness, I expected less, because I see so many people in this country complaining about their chronic illnesses. America are more well checked, and apart from diabetes and overweight and all that stuff, that's not really a chronic illness.
No.
So that was the only health issue I thought they had, but to have over 100 million is a lot, man. It's a lot.
Well, what do you expect from America?
Well, not that.
I can't say anything.
I expect fatness and diabetes.
I can't say anything because my nan sister, my great auntie, she's healthy as like proper health. Like she lives in the middle of nowhere. She lives in literally the countryside. She built her own house. She's living in. She made a shed. Built a birdhouse. She's and also her husband John, who I've never met. I've said John, and his name is. And when I last saw her was about over 10 years ago. Everyone kept saying, "Christ, you look like her." I was like, "Oh, do I?" Because we're so like, we both have blonde hair. She has long hair, and I'm like, "Oh my god!" But she's actually quite big. But I see she eats healthy, but she's a bit chubby, like with my sister. But she's a bit taller. I mean, obviously we can't be so alike when it comes to our distant relatives.
I'm told I'm like one of my cousins in Ireland. There's like out of the three youngest.
What?
I'm the oldest, and he's the second oldest. Oh. And I'm told I'm probably not like him. But yeah, gonna wrap it up there, guys. Hope you enjoyed. Don't forget, if you like the content, then slap that like button. Or
that's
subscribe button, I mean, that's going to come up. But also, like, it's very important that you like. I learned this recently, if they like your video, so you know when I do the tags and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So let's say I tag this video, what's that word you used a lot? Stodgy.
Stodgy.
Right, let's say I put that word in a tag, and people type that word stodgy. If we get, I don't know, for argument's sake, 100 likes, that would be a record for us anyway, by the way. If we get 100 likes, then we have more odds of being linked to that word stodgy in the search while we've been near the top. You get it? Even if you dislike us as well, by the way. So please, if you just give us a like or dislike, let us know your opinions. It really actually helps us a lot get more noticed. And also, if you want to keep up to date with stuff we're doing, slap that subscribe button. Follow our socials down in the description. I really cannot be bothered to name them all. And until the next time, guys. Peace.
Bye.